Now, to some, the key of C major is red. To others, definitely white. It's commonplace to talk about a colourful score, but for some, it's literally true. Patch Theatre Company's new piece, Can You Hear Colour?, is an exploration of what music is and an invitation to take time to listen, learn from those who inhabit unfamiliar worlds and experience life in new ways. Joining me now to chat more about the production is director Naomi Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
So what makes people hear colour?
I think it's their imagination. There is a condition called synesthesia, which means that people see colour or hear colour when they and have colour experiences related to different stimulus. But in our production, it's a girl who has quite a vivid imagination, and that colours produce an experience of different music for her, and she goes on a journey to discover what that is.
So why did you want to create this production?
I wanted to create a show about empathy and the ability to imagine somebody else's experience, which I think particularly for children is at the heart of learning empathy and developing those skills. And as I was researching, I found a guy called Neil Harbison who can only see in black and white, and he has an antenna put in his skull that changes light frequency into pitch, so he literally hears colour. And I was like, I cannot imagine what that would be like. And so that was the starting point.
So how intrinsically linked do you think those two are, particularly for children, imagination and empathy?
I think it's incredibly linked, because I think if you can pay attention and imagine what somebody else is going through or what their feelings are or how they're seeing the world, you've got a chance to understand them better. And I think children are naturally empathetic, and I think we teach them not to be. I think they discover difference and things in a way that they see difference, very different to adults. So this show explores that there's different characters who are in the world differently, and they figure out how to be together and how to make friends.
Given the inspiration for this show was from a real life example, what did you learn about this guy that could literally hear colour? What did it change for
you? Yeah, well, actually went and met with him in New York, and it was totally incredible because he had such a poetic relationship to colour. Even though he has never seen it, he had a real sort of sense of yellow's personality and green's personality from trying to understand what colour is, having never experienced it. And he'd created these characters and people and personas to help him understand what colour was when people talk about it. And that really informed the music of the show. So when Girl looks at blue, blue has a personality. It's not just music, but it has a feel and an emotion, a quality to it. And when she hears red, it's a completely different personality as well. So absolutely the conversations with Neil flowed through into the creative team.
So was that an exciting concepts to work with, to deal with this whole palette of colours?
Absolutely. Well, Patch takes 2 years to make a work, and we make it with the entire creative team. So be able to work with a composer and lighting designer and set and costume designer from working from scratch of going, what is our relationship to colour and music, and how do they interact and how do they relate to each other was a really exciting process, and we've ended up somewhere very, very special.
I'm speaking with Naomi Edwards, director of Patch Theatre's Can You Hear Colour? Now, what can audiences expect from this production?
I think a sensorial delight. Like it's really spectacular. There's a lot of fantastic effects, and lighting obviously is the main driver, but also just an incredible score. Alan John, the composer, has written a really very beautiful score. And we set out to make an opera. And as Girl discovers colour, she also discovers music. So it moves from single notes and single pitch all the way through to a magnificent bird who is played by Bethany Hill, who sings in sort of high coloratura opera. And the girl and her figure out how to sing together in one of the most delightful scenes I think I've ever made. So so I think if your children or grandchildren or nieces and nephews are interested in music, I think it would be a fantastic thing for them to come and see. And also colour's our first favourite thing. Like it's the thing we always ask kids, like, what's your favourite colour? And they've always got an opinion on it. And when we've had children come in and see the show as we've been making it, and that's always a hot topic of conversation as to when's pink coming? Like, so yeah.
Is it interesting talking with the kids after having seen the production? Do they seem to discuss colour in a different way?
Absolutely. Like the other day we had, there's an effect that happens at the end, and there's a little petal on the floor, and one of the girls picked up the yellow petal and she was singing back the music that girl had been singing when she heard that colour.
Oh, wow.
And so it was, and they were listening to their bags and listening to their jumpers and things, trying to figure it out between themselves. And that's exactly what we wanted, was just this, to use your imagination in a different way, and their suggestions and responses and what they want from the show has been really inspiring.
And the adults too, I imagine. This is such a, it's a strong concept to be dealing with. I imagine the adults would be walking away quite inspired as well.
Absolutely. And there is adult there not adult themes, but there's not adult content. There is an adult story through it as well about relation, how we relate to children, and parents have and significant adults have such a role to help children know what to notice in the world. And so pointing out bird sounds or pointing out beautiful colours and helping children notice them and go deeper into what's in their world is incredibly important. And I think that's what the show invites people to do, is to really, in a world where we're saturated with image and saturated with sort of digital content and iPads, to actually slow down and take the time and hear the melody that's in a bird call in the morning, or actually see, really kind of spend time with blue and see how it makes you feel, or red. And I think that it's, particularly for our family's audience, it's that interaction that when you come to the theatre, you get to spend time with your child in a way that's very, very different, and have a shared experience that you can talk about and explore afterwards. And the show is very much designed as that, as a way of stepping off and starting conversations.
Sort of mindfulness about their own senses.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely that. And just to really notice the beauty in the world that is there in nature and that is there inherently, and our relationship to that and how enriching it is.
And this production has been described as an operatic visual poem, which I love. That's a great descriptor. Have you ever worked on anything like this before?
Not devising an opera from scratch. I've directed opera before and directed straight theatre, and so creating an opera for children has been a really exciting adventure. And the idea of it being a visual poem is the storytelling is very visual. So for younger children, it's they can absolutely engage with it and come to it rather than feeling like it's going to be a text heavy or song heavy. So yeah, being able to create poetic images and music and putting them together has been a pleasure.
Now you have two shows left this weekend, two family shows.
There's actually four. So Saturday and Sunday. Our opening night is sold out on Friday, and we have a school season the following week. But yeah, absolutely, the opportunity for families to come is Saturday and Sunday this week.
Well, people can look it up on patchtheatre.org.au. Well, Naomi, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
Naomi Edwards, director of Can You Hear Colour?